Oh my god.
Thank you very much.
I slept through all of my alarms, so I can't just do nice things. I'm also getting an IV.
Woo! Oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
Miami mama.
We just took the Earl girls out for a little happy hour.
And I'm kind of tipsy from that espresso martini.
I'm loving being naked and I'm loving being classy and chic.
Bonjour. Oui, oui. We are in Paris. Bonjour.
I can't do that.
Earl girls, we're taking another trip this week. And I decided to bring you guys international. You've been so good to me. So this week we are in Paris, the city of love, because I love you guys. And we're here for fashion week. We need to go to the fitting with Balmain. Otherwise, we're not doing anything here. So let's go through the window, loop-de-loop.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season. And no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair. So whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com. That's Quay.com. We're back on the terrace and we're gonna have a little terrace chat. So the show, the Balmain show, was absolutely insane, and I just like need to reiterate to you guys how crazy this all feels, because this was not my reality even like a year ago. Like, I really feel like I went from college to couture over here. My first time I went to Paris, which is totally normal and fine, but all the clothes I ordered were from Amazon, and I kind of slayed with the outfits. They were cute. Like, I had all these little ruffle blouses, sweaters, and it's so funny, I was such a tourist, I didn't know. I thought that everyone here like really wore braids, and like I ordered this black bra off Amazon with my outfit and I put it on, and Kristen was like, Alex, you look like such a loser, like take that off in the nicest way possible. It was just a different experience, and it's just like I sometimes still can't comprehend how this is my life and how I'm able to go to these things and how I'm now, you know, being able to be dressed by a luxury designer brand. Being around this whole fashion world is just like a whole nother ball game. And I don't know, sometimes I feel like it's a little scary. Like, the fashion world is just something, I don't know, more in like the beauty cosmetics. I'm like, I feel like I'm way more in my lane, in my zone. And then fashion is so just like, I don't know, that is just like the most high end. That's where like all the cool people are. Everyone knows what they're doing. Everyone knows what they're wearing. Like, and I feel like such a newbie when it comes to the fashion space. And just like, I'm like just trying to follow along and like keep my mouth shut. I'm like, am I doing this right? Like, do I look okay? Like, am I supposed to be here or there? And I don't know, it just really feels like a whole new world for me, but it is really exciting and I'm happy that I get to bring you guys along into it. Even when doing the fitting for the show, like, I don't think you guys understand how insane that was. Like, we're seeing behind the scenes of what's going on at the Balmain show. And, you know, we got to see all the dresses that they ended up not going with. And then even in the fitting, like, they had the three outfits basically picked for me that they wanted me to wear. And the one dress was only worn by Margot Robbie or Giselle before. And, like, I have seen that dress and I'm obsessed with that dress. And, I mean, the pink, like, we have to get around to wearing her at some point because she was honestly very perfect and cute. But my crotch would have been out if I wore that to the fashion show. But it's just, like, it doesn't feel like real life.
I'm gonna see if,
we're stoked to have you.
I'm so excited.
Wow.
Oh my god. This is so cool.
So this is where Olivia always does, like, his casting and fittings and stuff like that.
I really love this.
For you.
Alright, well, I guess we'll try them on. That Margot Robbie and Giselle have both worn. They're the only ones that have worn it, and this is the only one in the world.
Whoa! Oh my god! I'm gonna cry!
We love this dress, but this one's a little bit difficult to sit in, so I'm practicing my sitting at the runway sit.
Like, it's really, there are these little white couches.
I don't want to, it's feeling like I'm
because of the structure. It's beautiful, but it may be like a red carpet where you don't sit down.
Yeah. It's so perfect. Alright, so this is actually a top, not a dress, and it goes with these black high-waisted shorts. But we decided to try it as a dress without the shorts because it was bunching up a little bit. We may wear this as a dress, and I don't know, I think it's kind of fun. We're gonna have to do black tights just so nothing comes out anywhere, but I'm liking it as a dress. We're feeling good on this, but I may bust out and scare everyone. So I'm trying back on the second option. Ooh, Miami mama. I love this though.
It's beautiful.
It's the behind the scenes. Wait, where's my phone?
Do you leave it upstairs?
Still stuck to the mirror. Oh my god.
Here, I'll just have them run it down. You said you have your panda necklace, right?
Yeah. Oh my god.
No, they'll just run it down.
I left my phone stuck to the mirror up there, octobuddied up there. That's so embarrassing. Why can't I just do nice things?
Here.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Thank you. You're welcome. I feel like I just did the walk of shame for you.
The fitting room that we went into is where Olivier, he's the creative director of Balmain. That's where he fits the models and the outfits. They have like mannequins in there that are like people's exact body measurements, which was just like crazy to see. And I don't know, like just watching the behind the scenes and all of them just like at work putting the pieces together. You see the sketches. Oh my God, like it was so surreal to be able to like just walk past that and see it. It really just gives me so much appreciation for the clothing and what goes into it. So I can't wait to try on my look. Wait. I think it might be here. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, wow. Okay, we got back from the fitting. We have our outfit for tonight. And we're about to start getting ready. Why is it so mini wrapped up in here?
I'm just wearing a little mini tube top.
Woo!
I'm so excited. Time to not look like this for the fashion show, and we need to pull it together. We need to get ready. It's like a clown car in this room, kind of, right now. We somehow managed to fit everyone in here. We're doing hair and makeup. I'm also getting an IV because I just got in a few hours ago, and honestly, my friend convinced me. She was like, it's really good. You're gonna be hydrated, energized, feel better. And I was like, you know what? I'd rather not risk it. I wanna feel good for tonight. And so the outfit we ended up wearing to the show was inspired by Miami. And I feel like looks for fashion shows are just like very cool and chic. And every time I've been going to these sort of things, I'm trying to experiment a little bit more. But the dress that I wore that had like the black bodysuit cutout was a Miami inspired look collection. It's so crazy because that's not what I'm wearing in Miami. Like, good thing they were not coming to the clubs and looking at me when they were inspiring these outfits. We just finished getting ready. We are off to the Belmont show. I am so excited, and we have French eyeliner. So basically here, they don't have the wings go up. They have them go out and follow the shape of your eye. So that's what we did today. I'm kind of nervous because the last time that I did a Paris Fashion Week show, the photographers here, they're outside on the sidewalk, and I was walking through the cobblestone. I was wearing shoes that were like way too big on me, and I was tripping all over the place, and it was really embarrassing, and videos of it ended up online. So I really hope that doesn't happen today. I'm just not prepared to be ready and looking cute from every single angle. Oh, and then, you know, people are yelling and screaming and look here, look there, up, down, look backwards, smile, straight face. I'm like, oh my God. So excited to walk into this. I'm really looking forward to seeing the pieces in this new collection because Olivier always kills it. And I don't know, even just seeing the few looks that we saw today and we got to see the ones that were discarded, like, I just have a good feeling about this and I'm really excited to see it.
So beautiful.
You look amazing! Look at real
modern woman. Modern woman,
period.
Again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Love you. Just got back in the car and I loved it. That was insane. I mean, my jaw was dropping at everything. I was like, oh. We got out of the car and I was like, oh, I'm gonna be prepared. And when we pulled up, I didn't even know that this was like the spot we were getting out at, because I'm just never paying attention to anything. And we walked past all the photographers. There were some Earl girls out there and we took some photos, and then you walk down the street. So there's like gates with photographers and people. You walk down the street and then we turned into this building, and they had a little photo wall there. So there's a little Balmain logo and they have like in-house photographers there that take photos of you. And then you get to walk into basically this massive ballroom, and it was just like the seats, but no one was sitting. Everyone's like up talking before, taking pictures, saying hi to each other, and then they will like kind of warn you before the show starts. And everyone took their seat and the models came out the runway, and Cher was there. I was staring at her as well. It would sound like a creeper. We went backstage after. I got to meet Olivier, who is the creative director, and he was so nice. There was a huge line of people going to meet him, but I mean, I'm just grateful I got to shake his hand, say hi. It was fun in there, and I didn't fall taking pictures. That was good. I mean, I was definitely like a little discombobulated, and my tights have this little green stripe on them, which may have been out in photos, and if it's out, it's gonna look like a thong. So that's not good, but we won't know until those pictures get posted. So waiting on if we had a thong slip during the photos. I'm loving Paris, and now we're off to dinner. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier, and you guys know how much I love to have a good time, and I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside, summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. The fashion in Miami versus the fashion in Paris, like, everyone here is just so cool and chic, and like, we're going out and like, everyone just looks so nice and put together, and it's not like you have to show a lot of skin to be cool. And I feel like in Miami it's been so trained that it's like, okay, you're gonna wear like the tiniest little top that you can to the club, like legs out, boobs out, butt out, stomach out, like you're basically wearing a bikini to the club, and that's okay, and like no one bats an eye. And here it's just like you almost want to do the opposite, like you want to be like the cool girl and you want to be like classy and covered. And I don't know, I think it's nice that you can feel confident here, not feeling like you have to like expose yourself. It's just like a different type of look. I'm loving both. I'm loving being naked and I'm loving being classy and chic. And when I'm saying Miami, I'm not speaking on the US in general, because I was even in a culture shock when I went from New Jersey to Miami. And, you know, we're going to pool parties and it's like, yeah, like we're going to get in the Uber in just a bikini and sneakers. And like, that's what everyone's wearing. I'm like, what about the pool cover ups? And like, are we wearing like sweatpants over the bikini bottoms? And it's just like a different world. And definitely my freshman year, I was, you know, getting used to it, but quickly I liked it. I was like, warm weather, we're taking our clothes off, like I was fine with it, I liked it. And I've always been kind of comfortable leaning into that like Miami style, but now as I'm growing up, you know, it's fun to experiment with other things. And I always get so nervous because I feel like this is so bad that like my brain has been trained this way, but I feel like for a while I only felt like good or hot, I guess, like I only felt like sexy and confident if I was like revealing something. And now I just feel like that's not the case. And I don't know, I feel like definitely probably being in Miami was a part of that, or I don't know for what type of attention, but like now I think wearing something even covered and fitting or not fitting, it's just like it's not about the skin that you're showing at all, if this makes any sense. And I still feel like confident and hot no matter what we're showing. And I don't know, it's just been nice seeing other places, even like when I go to LA, like everyone's going out in like a t-shirt and a jacket and they just like look super cool, and I'm like, I'm kind of loving this. The girls here are just so like tall and beautiful and model-esque and cool, and all these models, and it makes me think of just so I was in fifth grade, okay, and my mom took us to New York City. It was like an hour drive from where we lived in Jersey. And my sister Ashton and I were, so how old are you in fifth grade? I think we're like 11 and 9 years old. And Ford Modeling Agency had like an open casting, and it was like a wait line of 3 blocks long. And my mom was like, let's just go. Like, we were in the city for the day. We saw the flyer, and we waited for like hours and hours and hours to go to this modeling call. And we ended up getting a call back, and I was so shy at the time. They were like, oh, what's your name? I was like, Alex. And they're like, what do you like to do on the weekend? This is forever engraved in my mind. And they're like, what do you like to do on the weekend? And I was like, like, it was 5 straight minutes of me saying, and my mom is like behind the people, like, and then I ended up saying, I like to go horseback riding. And I was like, oh my God, like, I was just so shy. And it's so funny because that was such like a cool opportunity. But in the moment, like, I didn't really like care at all. And my mom wasn't pushy with it at all. She was like, oh, let's just go try and see this and see if you like it. But clearly I was not comfortable. I just was so shy. I was really shy when I was younger. And so at the time they had offered me a contract, and I was dancing at the time, and I told my mom, I was like, I don't want to do modeling because I want to be a professional dancer. Like, that was what my mind was set on. My mom's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, no, like, I definitely, like, I want to grow up to be a professional dancer. I don't know how that one went, but we didn't end up going with this modeling agency. And it's just funny because I'm like, I don't think I would have succeeded in this at all, because I did not sprout taller than 5'6". And I mean, there's different types of modeling. There's like the runway modeling, which like I definitely could never ever do. That's not like, I just don't, I'm not the runway modeling girl. And even like last fashion week, a brand that I came here with did a runway show, and me and a few other of the creators that they had invited were invited to walk in the show, and they both did it, and they slayed. They looked so good. They actually killed it. Me, I was like, I'm gonna politely pass on this, even though it was so cool. And like Kendall Jenner walked that show, and like they're just out there, I was strutting with them, and I was like, I just was looking out for myself. I had to be selfish, and I was like, Alex, if you get out there, like, it's cool to say you did it, but like, if you get out there will not be one good thing that comes from this, because you're either gonna fall, you don't know how to walk, you're gonna look awkward. I was like, it's not happening for you, Alex. You're gonna sit in the chair and you're gonna cheer everyone else on that walked. So yeah, that's like that's my modeling career there. I don't know, even, oh my God, posing, like, it's so stressful even going to these events, and like all these photographers are there, and I pose, and I'm like, I'm literally like sorority posing in every single one. Like, I pop my hip to the left, I put my foot out right in front, and that's my hands out to my side, and I tilt my head this way, and that's the only pose I do ever. And it's like, actually, I need to get out of my comfort zone with that a little bit, because sometimes I do little photo shoots for brands. Like last year I did something for Victoria's Secret, which I nearly was crying that morning, and it was a festival collection, and I went to New York City. I brought my mom with me. This was like the biggest dream of my entire life, and we get there and we're doing poses, and I'm literally popping my hip out to the left, like doing this in every single one. And the photographer, like, God bless him, because he was so cooperative and was like, he was like, okay, like, swing your arms this way, like, go this way, like, you know, do this, like, move your face like this. And I was just like, for body posing versus face posing, we'll get to that in a second, but body posing, like, I just didn't know. And he made me feel comfortable in a way where I was like kind of like moving around, because sometimes I feel like when you move weird it gets a better picture, but like, I'm just not used to that. Like, I can't do it. When I did my photo shoot for Forbes, guys, it was so embarrassing, because the photographer was like really artsy and cool and was like, all right, move around like this, move around like that. Like, I was falling, and like, he was like, jump in the midair, and I was like trying to jump sideways. Like, I was like, I just know that I look like a dork right now. So that's something that I've definitely struggled with, but I am trying to get better at that and just being more comfortable. And when I have photo shoots now, like my one I did with Cosmo, I was definitely way more like flowy, go with the flow. And like, they were like, oh, she's good. Like, she's moving around. And then posing my face, I don't even know what that means. Like, I see people say this, like, she does the same face in every photo. Like, I know how to do straight face, or I know how to smile. And anything in between, like, I don't know how to be like, I don't know how to make expressions with my face other than straight face or smile. So we're gonna have to work on that one. That was a long rant about me not being a runway model, but it is so cool to see the models here, and I don't know, just like how beautiful and elegant they are, and they're just so cool, and kudos to them. So debriefing and going over day two, which was last night, we left, we went to dinner, and the dinner was so good. Like, the food here is just insane, but it honestly is very dangerous. Like, I think it's a lot harder to eat healthy here just because there's so much good, like, bread and pasta and bread and, like, everything I ate with a side of bread. Like, we had foie gras, which I had bread. We had escargot, which we had bread. I had bread before we had any of this. I had bread with my wine. We had steak, and then I dipped the bread in the sauce. And it's just, like, it's a lot of bread here, but I'm liking it. It was delicious. We had this pepper steak. We went to this restaurant. It was called, like, Le Petit. I'm forgetting the rest of it, but Le Petit, and they had this pepper steak. If anyone's in Paris, you need to go get this pepper steak, because I've had a lot of steak in my life, and I've never had steak like this. It was spectacular. So good. And I was talking to the waitress, because she was just so sweet, so beautiful. She lives in Paris, and I don't know, we just, like, started small talking, and she was like, oh yeah, I've never had the steak. And I was like, really? And that she was like, yeah, like, they don't, like, really, like, give us the food here, or they will give us food, but, like, we can't have the steak or the lobster or something like that. And in Europe, this is, like, another thing that's crazy to me, is that they don't tip here. In America, I feel like you have to tip. Like, that is, like, you have to. And here, it's just, I think they have a different pay, so it's like, kind of more so in their pay. Like, when you waitress or bartend in the US, the pay is, like, really low, and kind of all of your paycheck comes from tips. And I was a waitress once for 3 days, and it is definitely all made off tips. So anywho, we're checking out of the restaurant, and I tipped her I gave her a little extra tip, but including the price of the steak, because I wrote her and I was like, go try this pepper steak because it was so good. So hopefully she tries it. If not, she got a big fat tip, but she was actually the best, and just loving nice people. Everyone says that the people in France are mean, or the people in Paris, like, they don't like Americans, or, like, they judge us, but everyone I've run into, I feel like, has been very nice. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're judging me behind my back, but I feel like everyone here has been really nice.
Good morning. We're having a little bit of a late start today because I slept through all of my alarms, and it's 4 p.m. I slept 11 straight hours, and I actually thought that my phone changed back to, like, Miami time. I was, like, confused. I was like, wait, like, it's 4 a.m. Like, why is it saying it's 4 a.m. right now? And then I was like, oh my God, it's 4 p.m. in Paris. So we need to go have breakfast. We need to get a coffee. We need to get the day going. It's looking chilly today. Boy, it's freezing. I feel like I want to meet up with some of you guys. So I'm typing out this Instagram story and basically, like, who wants to come hang out with me in Paris? I think I'm going to post this and see if anyone will show up.
We just took the Earl girls out for a little happy hour. I heard them talking about going to a bar, so I was like, well, I'm coming too. I love meeting people.
Same.
Clearly. I'm like, so, you guys are never leaving me. We're all getting drinks right now.
And now we're off to go back to get ready for dinner, and we're going out again.
I didn't have a date alone. The Earl girls came through. I ended up answering
like four different girls, and I was just like, hey, I sent the address to them. We all were hanging out. We just went to this little cafe and we all got espresso martinis, and they were just like so nice and cool, which is why I love you guys, because every time I meet you guys, you're just like people I want to be friends with. And we were having such good girl talk. It also ended up that they're both going on trips to Morocco, I think it was, at the same time, and they were like, okay, we have to exchange like Instagrams, like we'll all meet up there. And I was like, it was just so nice, like seeing them making friends, I'm making friends with them, and it was a really good day, and I'm happy I did that. I was a little nervous at first, but it ended up going very well.
My biggest takeaway from yesterday and the trip, honestly, was getting to meet you guys, getting to meet the Earl girls. So I went out to lunch yesterday and I posted a story and I was like, if anyone's in Paris wants to meet up. I ended up answering four girls and I was like, I really hope that they're going to be normal and not serial killers, because I was like, this I feel like is like kind of a dangerous thing to do here. But I was trying to stalk their profiles and I was like, I think they look normal. Two of the girls were from Paris. Two of the other girls were girls studying abroad here, and they brought all of their friends. And then I also ran into these other girls from Paris just on the side of the road, and we all were talking and like just having the best time. They were telling me, you know, stories about them going on dates with guys and asking me questions, and it was just so nice to get to meet everyone. And then afterwards I was getting ready to leave and I hear them talking. And they were like, oh, like, do you guys want to go to, like, this bar? Because these two groups of girls didn't know each other. And the one group asked the other group, do you want to go to the bar and get a drink? And I was like, I'll go to the bar and get a drink. Like, why don't we go to happy hour or something? We all went out to happy hour. We all just got, like, an espresso martini and we're talking. And these girls were just, like, so nice and genuine. And it was cool just talking with them. Like, they had so many questions for me. I had so many questions for them. And a lot of them were asking, like, how do you go to so many things? Like, a lot of the times, like, I'm kind of just, like, sitting in bed wanting to watch The Bachelor and, like, not go out. And I was talking about how important I think it is to say yes to things while you're young and experimenting and meet new people, because these two groups of girls didn't know each other before. And then by the end, like, everyone was so friendly, exchanging phone numbers, Instagrams. And I don't know, it was just one of those moments that made me really happy. And I don't know, we have faith in humanity again. But it was just a cool experience, and getting to talk with them was super cool. And I don't know, I just don't take the position that I'm in, I think, for granted ever. Like, I truly, like, appreciate you guys so much. And I don't know, I care about you and I like learning from you. And I hope you like learning from me. So I don't know, it was just a really, like, heartfelt experience that it meant a lot to me. Whether they know it or not, it really was fun. And in terms of making friends, especially when you're in college, just because I feel like that was a lot of what they were asking me, I was telling them how I have had so many amazing nights where I'm going out and in all different cities, like when I'm traveling around, I'm going out and just talking to people. And I think it's like, it always comes back to, like, it's such a small world. Like, once you start talking to someone, like, you can make some type of connection in some type of way. And I don't know, maybe if you try talking to someone and they don't want to talk to you, then you talk to the next person. But I just think, like, putting yourself out there and meeting new people is so important. And the girls that I was talking to, they're all still in college. They were like, how is post-grad? Like, what does that look like? And I was like, it's honestly kind of weird, because I feel like when you're in college, you have set plans and set designated peoples. It's just like you're mutually grouped in with people, whether you know them or not. It's like, oh, like, we go to school together, so it's like some sense of, like, normalcy or, like, relatability you have to them. And then when you're out of college, you're just like going to these bars and you're like, I don't know where these people are coming from, what neck of the woods, like, I don't know who they are. And you really have to, like, put yourself out there and talk to people and meet new people, and you don't have set plans anymore. Like, you have to motivate yourself, because it's not like, oh, like, Sigma Chi Alpha Beta is having a mixer tonight at this thing. Like, you have to just motivate yourself to just go out with yourself or your group of friends or a guy. And I think that's similar to what they're experiencing abroad. I was like, I think it's a good, like, teaser for that, because you're kind of just out here and it's like you have to really talk to people and put yourself out there and go on dating apps. And I don't know, I think it's such a cool part of being young and in your 20s. And it was a little weird, like, post-grad at first, because we were kind of like, wait, like, this sucks, like, what do we do? And now we're having so much fun with it, and like, we have mixers ourselves. This sounds really illusory, but like, different guys that like my friends have been going on dates with, we'll invite them and their group of friends and all of these different guys and girls to these mixers. We'll have these pregames, and it's a lot of fun because you get to then meet so many different people like automatically. And so we're making our own fraternity mixers now that we're post-grad. And then last night, I feel like this always happens. I was so stressed about what I was going to wear. It was a big conundrum. Is it navy? Is it black? Like, whatever. And I'm like, we were at this party for 5 minutes. I literally saw two people. Like, it didn't even matter what I looked like. And it's just funny because we spent like probably 30 more minutes getting ready than I had to. I could have worn jeans and a sweater and been absolutely fine.
So we got invited to go to this black and white themed, it's a birthday party tonight. And I have this outfit that I really wanted to wear here, but technically this is navy. I feel like if it's dark though, you can't really tell, but I don't want to be like the vibe ruiner and it's like she didn't show up for the theme, because I'm a stickler about theme parties. I love a theme party, and I do have a black outfit. I just really want to wear this one, and I can't tell if you can like tell or not. It's like maybe in a flash photo you could tell, but if it's not a flash photo, you can't tell. I don't know. And I need to blow out these top pieces of my hair because they're still kind of crunchy from my headband yesterday. So we're gonna do that. And I'm kind of tipsy from that espresso martini with the Earl girls. Like, if there's not a flash photo, you would never be able to tell. The bottom's like mesh see-through, so you can see like the undies.
Oh, I love that. I think that.
You think?
Yeah.
What time are we leaving here?
Like 9:45. What time is it?
9:43.
Oh my god. Fuck.
Steaming is so satisfying. Usually I will just go out with the wrinkles, but we're in Paris, so we're trying to be cool and chic and fit in with everyone. Here's the outfit. It's another outfit from Ferragamo, and we have their heels, which are the comfiest. I wore these shoes in Aspen, and then I ate so much food at dinner that my feet blew up, and Braxton had to carry me up the stairs and take them off, like literally surgery. And there was like a huge indent and my ankle was swollen. I think we're ready to go, ready for a night in Paris. We made it, no nip slips tonight. Ciao, I mean, bonjour.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and
and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
After dinner, we went to this party, and we literally, it was one of those, like, I was kind of tired, Kate was kind of tired, we walked into the party, we did a loop, said hi to everyone, and then we kind of left. We were there for like 5 minutes, and then we just came back to this hotel, and we went to the bar downstairs, and not a bar, it's like a restaurant, but they just were serving drinks at that hour because it was 12:30. And we had a glass of wine, and they had some olives and nuts for us, and we just talked for like 2 hours downstairs. They literally closed out the restaurant, and it was like done, like finito, like they're literally taking away the candles, the blankets, everything. And I was like, okay, maybe it's time for us to go to bed. But we were also talking to our waitress there, like she was so nice too. Everyone's so nice here. I'm loving it here. And then I really, really was convinced that I was gonna change my flight and stay another day because I'm in Paris, so I was like, why not, let's stay another day. And then I realized that my other friend Kate from Casa Amor is visiting in Miami this weekend, and I really want to get back to see her, and I need some Miami time. I need some girl time. I need some Kristen time. Like, I think I do really need to just get back home. I had another kind of late night last night just because I'm not used to this time difference yet. So I ended up not going to bed until like 3 or 4 a.m. again. But this has been such a fun trip. Like, I'm obsessed with Paris, and I want to come back yet again. I really want to come back with Braxton. I feel like this is such like a romantic place. I want to be here with a lover. So maybe we'll do another Paris trip soon. And of course, this is not our last trip for a while, guys. We are going all over the place. But for this week, we have a week in Miami, a week at home. And I'm so excited for it because I haven't had a weekend at home in a while. So it'll be nice to get back on track for a little bit. And the weather's starting to warm up back in Miami. Not like it is in Paris here. My fingers are numb right now. And I have my hotel slippers on, that they're not really keeping me that warm out here on the terrace. But I had to come out here because it was pitch black in the room and you guys wouldn't have been able to see me while I'm speaking. So we're just having a nice chilly morning on the terrace, but ready to get back to the Miami weather. I love Paris so much, and I'm so grateful that I get to come on these trips, and grateful that I get to bring you guys along with me, and I got to meet up with some of you here. Weirdly, which I feel like this may be a hot take, but I like traveling alone. Like, I prefer to travel alone. I prefer to go through the airport alone. I just feel like when you're traveling with more people, it's like more things are going wrong. You have to worry about so many other people, be on other people's schedule. Like, I kind of think traveling alone is really fun, and like, I don't know, going to the airport to me is therapeutic, which is good because I'm in the airport every few days. And speaking of that, I'm going back to Miami in a few hours here. Maybe I'll get another lunch or do some shopping here, but we're gonna be heading back to Miami, and I'm honestly looking forward to getting to the airport and sitting on my flight, having a little glass of champagne, and sleeping for the whole 8 hours back to Miami. And wish me luck at the Paris airport, because guys, this cannot just be a me thing. The setup of the airport in Paris, every time I go to it, which has only been 2 times, leaving here, I almost missed my flight. And it was like, I swear to God, I got there like 3 hours early last time, and somehow I still was like sprinting to my flight. It's one of those airports that you have to take like a plane, a train, a bus to get to your gate. And those really stress me out a lot. And especially weeks like this, like Paris Fashion Week, like I know the security line's going to be really long. So I honestly should get there earlier than expected so that I'm not out of breath by the time that I get to my gate. But that probably won't happen. Like, last time I literally thought I had so much time. I was buying macaroons in there. I got Braxton macaroons. I got Kristen macaroons. I'm getting all this stuff for my friends. I'm like shopping. I'm like, wow, like this is so great, all these stores. And then I'm like, okay, where's my gate? I'm like following the signs. And I was like, oh, a train. Okay, really quick, a train. And then it was a bus. And then I had to take this other train. And I was like, okay, wait. Now, today we're going to get to the gate. I'm going to be like the dad that goes to the airport and he goes to the gate and then can let everyone walk around and ponder. So I have to go make sure that my gate exists when I get there today. And I'm not going to miss my flight. Not going to miss my flight. Not going to. Stay tuned for next week. If you don't already, follow, subscribe, like this podcast. Show me some love back. It means the world to me. You guys are the best. Share this episode with your friends, and I will see you next week for another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earl. Bye.